Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Every once in a while, things happen. Some of them are really nice happenings, and some of them are hard happenings. Some of them are challenging, some of them are comforting. Every once in a while, there are birthdays. Every once in a while, there's Christmas. Every once in a while, there is spring cleaning. Right? Most of you, I think are aware with me on that, right? I'm not sure I like that one either. And then, of course, in the church, every once in a while, there is Lent. And that may be the spring cleaning for the church. So in the past, it may have been difficult, challenging. We didn't like it so much. Maybe we need a new attitude about Lent, but we have Lent. And Lent, historically, is a time for us to contemplate and consider the sacrifice God makes in coming to be with us in the person of Jesus, and the sacrifice Jesus makes in terms of living life that leads to the cross. It didn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. But we know from our experience in life and in living life that, in fact, there are times when that sacrifice regrettably might need to happen again and again and again. Lent. Lent reminds us of that. Lent reminds us how we should celebrate that sacrifice. Thus we have given things up in Lent sometimes, like chocolate. Is that difficult for anybody? Okay. Not so difficult for me, so I always was happy to give up chocolate on Lent. Didn't matter to me. But that's not the point, of course, of Lent. The point, of course, is to give something up, or maybe better, to take something on, which means we have to give something else up, to do something that gets us in touch with Jesus and his life in this time when we remember what Jesus offered and sacrificed. Well, we get this story today. Jesus comes into the temple and turns over the money changers' tables and scatters the animals and drives everybody out. I don't know about you, but I always wondered kind of like, what does that mean? What's he doing? What's going on? This is a once in every once in a while time. This doesn't happen. There's not many stories like this in the Bible that tell us about Jesus doing this sort of thing. But here it is, and it's usually read in Lent. And what are we doing about how do we understand this? Well, for me, it's important to know that the people who were there that day selling and exchanging money and doing what they were doing were there to support the ministry of the church. People had come from a long ways away, and they weren't able to bring their dove or their grain offering or their sheep with them to offer as a sacrifice in the temple. No, they brought some money, and then they exchanged that money for what these folks were doing. So they were doing a good thing. And notice that the scripture says Jesus didn't come back the next day to check on them to see how they were doing. No, the next day they were set back up. Why? Because what they were doing was important. So then we have to look further at Jesus' words, I think, to see that what Jesus is saying to them is, you have made a business out of this when it should have been a service. Now, that's not exactly what Jesus says, but in terms of the service. But he does say, "It's you've made it too big a business." So what we understand maybe about ourselves and certainly about these folks whose tables Jesus overturned on that day, what we understand about that is that maybe we had gotten the wrong attitude. Maybe we started thinking that this was more important, what was going on out there before people came in here. what was more, that was more important out there than what was going on in here. When really, this is why we're here, to worship God. And out there is just supposed to help us get to that spot. So, Jesus doesn't come by the next day to make sure they still are down. No, because they've set them back up. What we hope for them and what we hope for us is that our attitude will have changed between the one turning of the table over and the table set back up. That our attitude, that we won't think that that's more important than this in here. We'll understand that that augments or shares or helps what happens in here happen in a correct and holy way. Which leads us to you and me. Here we are in Lent. And Jesus means to turn one or two of our tables over. Has it already happened this Lent for you? I hope so, because we're already 3 weeks in. And maybe Jesus is slow at turning them over, or maybe we haven't allowed that to happen yet. I don't know, but just saying, Jesus is here to turn our tables over, the tables that get in the way of what worship really means, of what God really hopes. See, that business out there is about service, not about business. And we're to be offering our lives to God in the same way, in service to God and to all the rest of humanity. So, this scripture is part of the lectionary. I know you know about the lectionary. The lectionary usually has four scriptures a week, which the church traditionally has used on this particular Sunday in Lent to help us understand things. And one of the other scriptures this week is the scripture that it contains the Ten Commandments. I got thinking about that this week, about why in the world, excuse me, do we have the Ten Commandments on this day when Jesus turns over the tables? Oh, well, let's try this one. I think it's the second commandment. Don't take my name in vain, God says. I wonder how many of us ourselves say, oh my God. Or forget, not letting the internet get in the way, OMG. Well, that's using God's name in vain, heedlessly, without reason. The holy God has said, don't use my name in any way other than in holiness. Oh my God is not in holiness. At least I've not heard anyone say it that way. So today, I'm just suggesting that maybe one of our tables is the Oh My God table. And Jesus is going to push it over, turn it over, and say, think about this. It's not what's going on out there, it's what's going on in here. And what's going on out there should be helpful to what's going on here. There's another scripture, or there's another thought about this table turning over that also comes from the scripture, and that is, or that also comes from the Ten Commandments, and that is, God says, honor the Sabbath. Honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Not honor the hour or the 2 hours that you spend on Sunday morning in worship. Honor the whole day. Well, I'll just tell you right now, that table's going to be pushed over in my life. It ought to be, because I'm sure I've already got a stack of excuses on my table why it can't be that way. And maybe you have a stack of excuses on your table that wonder the same thing. Well, here's another one. And my table on this one is even stacked higher than my Sabbath table with excuses. Fasting in Lent. I don't know. I don't like to fast. Who ever heard of such a thing? Except for we hear about it every once in a while in Lent, like spring cleaning. We hear about it and we think, I don't have to do it this year. I'll let it go. Well, maybe we need to think about fasting like as in taking something else on so that we can let something else go while we're doing this time. But whatever it is, it's another table in our lives that maybe needs to be turned over. And what about you? What about me? Are there tables of forgiveness? Are there tables of a lack of compassion? Are there tables of you name it in your lives that we have in our lives that need to be turned over right now by Jesus? There are. Unless we're perfect, there are tables in our lives which need to be turned over, and now which we are challenged to consider what those things are. My first Sunday as a district superintendent, I attended a church service, and when I left that church service, I said to Mary, who was with me, I don't think there was any good news in that church service, in that preaching, that there was no good news. So the gospel means good news, right? And somehow Jesus turning over the tables should be good news. I don't know how, but okay, I'm going to explain how I think about it right now. As I already said, Jesus doesn't come back the next day to see how things went. Jesus leaves it to you and me. To me, that's great news, because it follows on what God has already said to us. You all are in charge. You do it. You take care of things. I think that's the best news in the world, part of the best news in the world. And now, we know that Jesus is not going to come back tomorrow or next week to say something about our tables. Jesus is just going to say, it's your responsibility. Deal with it. Do it. Do something and have a better attitude about the things that are on the table than you've been having. Well, I hope that happens for each of us. I hope that somehow every one of us will allow Jesus to come in and turn over the tables in our lives. And then I hope we will, given Jesus' extraordinary gift of grace in our lives, that we will be responsible for what happens next. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.